Earlier this year, WNYC senior data news editor John Keefe and West Virginia Public Broadcasting's very own Dave Mistich were named innovators in residence at West Virginia University's Reed College of Media. As part of the residency program, the two digital journalists are working with WVU students and faculty on a sensor journalism project surrounding water quality. On Monday, the project, known as StreamLab, launched 6 water sensors in the Monongahela River in Morgantown. Both John and Dave join me now to talk about the project and this innovative approach to science journalism. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
So, John, I'll start with you since you're the one that laid the framework for this project. How did this idea come about?
It originally started about a year ago, actually, when I saw a demonstration of a simple water sensor stuck inside a water bottle, just the kind of water bottle you'll have on your desk. And the idea was that you could put this water sensor in a water bottle, put the water bottle in a stream or river, and measure things like conductivity and temperature. And that idea really stuck with me. It seemed so easy to, if you had this little sensor, to put it inside of a water bottle and sort of deploy a sensor. It's something that maybe anybody could do. And that idea carried forward when the university asked me to consider helping to teach a sensor journalism class. I thought back to that bottle and that sensor, and I thought, that would be a really cool thing to try to do with a bunch of students. Mm-hmm. And so that's the origins of it.
Now, how were these water bottles turned water sensors actually built? What do the bottles actually contain?
They actually contain a little circuit board. It's an experimental circuit board based on some hobby electronics. And it's got a little brain on it, and it has a way to detect how conductive something is. So basically, it can tell how much electricity can pass through some water. And it turns out that if you have more stuff in water, it's more conductive. So salt water is more conductive than fresh distilled water. And so that's the notion. So with these little brains that you slide inside the bottle, we attach them to 2 screws that are stuck in the bottle cap. And those screws just sit inside the water in the stream and measure the conductivity of the water. Now, that'll just tell us if something is in the water. It's a very good indicator if something is dissolved in the water. It won't tell us what is dissolved in the water. In fact, it might be something that's very benign, but it could tell us that there's pollution in the water that wasn't there maybe yesterday. And that's the kind of thing we're looking at.
That's very, very interesting. Dave Mistich, you do a lot of different things here in the digital world at West Virginia Public Broadcasting, but I haven't seen you wandering around with sensors, at least not yet.
Yep.
How are you making use of something like this to tell a digital story?
It's really interesting. You know, one of the things that we've talked about is, and John and I have talked a lot about this, is that these things are so new that we are essentially becoming experts on them as we carry out this project. John, of course, has done some work there at WNYC on some other projects related to sensors. So he's sort of the leading guy. And I'm sort of, I guess, dovetailing off his work, and we're working together on this thing. Mm-hmm. But it's really interesting to me in that, you know, journalists often go out to find data on a particular subject. They pull in that data and then they tell stories either in words or with visualizations, interactives, different kinds of ways. But this is sort of cutting out the middleman and collecting that data. So to me, it's not necessarily as much about the sensors. Of course it is to some degree, but it's just another avenue, I guess, in collecting the same sorts of information that we would get from someone else.
The sensors give you the data, and then you ask questions of the data to find the story or
Absolutely.
To find the answers or to find the pattern.
Absolutely.
All right. So the deployment took place on Monday. That's when these bottles went into the Monongahela River. Tell us about how that went, and have you learned anything so far?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, actually. We set up all of these Gatorade bottles. I mean, these are bottles that we just got from the local store. A couple of the students now have a favorite Gatorade flavor. So we took these empty Gatorade bottles, put the electronics inside the bottle, made sure all of these screws in the bottle caps were watertight, and then put them together. And then the students really came up with the best way to try to secure them into the river using a cinder block and some rope. We have one on each look at each location. We have one bottle is just recording its readings, conductivity and temperature, and just storing them on a little memory card there. And then the other one is actually floating at the top of the rope, and it's texting out data live. It's actually still happening right now. We're a couple days in now, and we're still getting live data texted out from these bottles. And so the students came up with the ways to tie all these bottles to this rope, tie the rope to a cinder block, and throw it in the river. And that's what's happening right now.
Oh, a bottle can text. What will they think of next? Dave, what have you learned so far?
Well, you know, as John pointed out, we've got one that'll text and one that'll record data right onto the sensor. We've got those in three different locations along the Mon River, just up there in Morgantown. One is placed above the dam and above the industrial site. Another is posted up above the dam but below the industrial site, and another one even further down is below the dam and below the industrial site. What we're seeing thus far and in the data is that the conductivity of the water furthest downstream is higher, almost by double. So what we're seeing thus far is that the conductivity of the water is higher further down the river. Again, we know that just simply that there is more stuff in the water down the river, I guess you'd say. And again, there's going to be more questions that we ask from there, but the initial data that we're collecting represents that thus far.
What sort of criticism do you anticipate? Okay, your project is over. You have done the work. You have done the data visualization. You've told the story. What are you bracing for from, say, industry about these results?
I would say that there should be lots of criticism of this. We are using experimental, do-it-yourself sensors, using Gatorade bottles and simple electronics. We're doing it really cheaply, which is really cool. The actual professional-grade sensors that would do this kind of work are many, many times more expensive than these little bottles. So the data is totally suspect. This is a complete experiment. But the idea is that, hey, if you could actually deploy lots of these cheaply, then maybe collectively you could detect things like, well, what if the conductivity of the water goes up every Thursday night at midnight, you know? Every Thursday night at midnight, the conductivity of the water jumps up. Well, then you could say, what's going on there? There might be a really good reason for that, or there might be a bad reason for that. We won't be able to answer those questions just from these bottles, but it will allow us to investigate more things and actually consult water experts who are working with us, by the way, to investigate something further. So this is just kind of a DIY first step, I think.
People interested in this project can keep track of it and how it's going. How do they get involved and how do they follow along with this data and use this data?
Of course, we've got a website for this project. It's streamlab.cc. The students are also managing a Facebook page to put up pictures and different aspects of the progress of the course and the project. As John pointed out, these sensors are texting data in real time. There's a chart that tracks the conductivity levels for each of the bottles that are texting real-time data. And, of course, Twitter, if they'd like to engage with the project via social media, you can follow along or tweet using the hashtag WVUStreamLab. There's also a community engagement aspect that we're working on. Soon there'll be signs up asking members of the public to tweet conditions of the day or what's going on at those particular locations. So these signs will be near the sensors, and we're going to be asking the public to engage with the project that way.
How long are these sensors going to be in the water?
We're looking at probably 3-4 weeks. We don't know if the batteries will last long enough on the texting ones to actually provide data that long, but we're pretty sure that the ones that are just writing to a memory card will last that long. And it's, again, all an experiment. We'll have to see. But yeah, for a few weeks.
WNYC Senior Data News Editor John Keefe in New York and West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Digital Coordinator Dave Mistich. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Beth.
Thanks.